This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman and Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul, Venture. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and joys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long three ball. Good. Better find her. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye. Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo. The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance. She has been on a streak. Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat. Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to all of you from here at Anna. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, and we've got a fine Shelby County Athletic League boys contest tonight, pitting the home standing Anna Rockets against the visiting Jackson Center Tigers. A lot on the line. These two clubs red hot. Anna 6-1 on the year, 3-1 in the league. Jackson Center 6-2 overall, 3-2 in the league. Jackson Center has reeled off six straight victories. Anna 5 in a row. Should be a fine game. These two clubs have played at even Steven over the last 20 meetings. Anna's won 11, Jackson Center 9. Anna's won 5 of the last 6 by an average of 20 points per game. However, Jackson Center over the last decade has won 6 two-possession games by 5 points or less. Contrasting styles tonight, Anna averaging 73 points a game. Jackson Center giving up 37 points a game. That, of course, skewed by the one contest against Houston when the Tigers limited the Wildcats to 15. But nonetheless, the calling card for Jackson Center, defense for Anna offense. Although, the moment I say that, this is a Jackson Center team which is more explosive than in recent years, no question about it. And Anna, with its tenacity and quickness, can play mighty good defense as well. Should be a super contest tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Our junior varsity tilt went to Jackson Center, which won it by 16 over Anna. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality components for Anna, that winning combination tonight is a style that will beat Jackson Center off the dribble with speedy guards who penetrate and kick to the three-point shooter or dish to Ben Kovacs hanging around inside. Anna's key building component, quickness. For Jackson Center, Aiden Reichert, a terrific building block. But the Tigers are even more dangerous when Riker's fast, improving supporting cast is involved scoring points. On the road tonight, the Tigers want to stay close throughout the contest and crack open the door to success late against Anna, which has blistered the Tigers in 5 of the last 6 meetings. It could be a fast-paced evening.
depth, durability, shooting efficiency for both teams, also key building components. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. I invite you to visit the Francis Schulze showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency at the Francis Schulze Company. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Very quick comment on girls basketball last night here on scoresbroadcast.com. We covered a tight game at the Bodkins Gym. The Trojans beat the Rushi Raiders girls by 4, 34-30. Bodkins played very stingy defense all night long. Rushi just could not get untracked. Raiders seemed to be in somewhat of a holiday funk. Fort Loramie was on the road last night in Canton and beat D1 Canton Glen Oak 61-35. A 26-point blowout by Fort Loramie over Canton Glen Oak. Game started at 4. We shared that final score with you during the evening last night. D4 Fort Loramie over Canton Glen Oak, a D1 club that has 600 more girls in the high school than Division 4 Fort Loramie. And we understand that this afternoon, Division 3 Berlin Highland girls knocked off Division 1 Pickerington Central girls. And then tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Minster D4 girls basketball gets a chance to defeat Division 2 Valley View.
Minster's turn.
And we'll have that action for you tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tip off about 7:25, and we will commence our pregame at just about 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Our underwriting sponsors tonight include a host of them, our anchors, as usual, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one agency in the region once again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, L-A-C-A-L, LaCal, a Scores founding partner. Way back in 2006, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. For information, check out Osgood Bank and osgoodbank.com, a new underwriting sponsor. Also new, SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. More about these two teams in this big game tonight, Anna and Jackson Center, Shelby County League Boys action on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
We are back here at Anna. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Anna Rockets and Jackson Center Tigers should be an exciting boys basketball game here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR. It's been 10 days since Jackson Center has played, a week since Anna has played. We'll see if that has any impact on tonight's game. I doubt it. These two clubs have continued to practice right during the holidays, and maybe the break of sorts has served them well. Anna, as I mentioned, a five-game win streak, huge triumphs, including one over Rushi. That was the last encounter for Anna at Rushi, 77-73. It was 1 week ago at the Rushi gym. Anna needed overtime. Rushi almost pulled off a surprise. McCain Finkenbein dropped in 25 points. He had five threes in that game for Anna. Ben Kovacs drilled 23 points. He had a three. How about Finkenbein's last two games? 25 against Rushi, 32 and seven threes against Minster in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com when Anna beat Minster 66-52. In that win over Minster, Kovacs had 12. Isaiah Masteller had a dozen points. Jacob Robinson had 10. And in the defeat of Indian Lake, Kovacs had 42 points, count them, 19 field goals for Ben Kovacs of Anna in that contest. He had 42, Masteller 20, Finkenbein had 9. The point here is Anna can explode. They've tallied 80 points in three games this year, and two, three different scores could go for 20, 25 on you on any given evening. Anna, extremely explosive. Sometimes, though, against a good defense, you live by the three, you die by the three. And Jackson Center wants to slow down Anna's fiery three-point shooting here tonight. Meanwhile, the Jackson Center Tigers have reeled off six straight wins, as we noted. Most recently, an 18-point triumph against Indian Lake. Aiden Reichert had 29 points in that game for Jackson Center. He was backed up by Carson Regula, who threw in a dozen. Jace Mullenauer and Camden Reese added 11 each in a 57-35 victory over Rushi that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Reichert was limited to 15, but Mullenauer had a terrific game. He dropped home 14. Reese added 11. And in a significant road victory for Jackson Center over Fairlawn, 58-51, Reichert pumped home 23. Regula had 12. Nolan Fark off the bench had 7. And that sixth man for Jackson Center also had 7 in a recent win over Waynesfield Goshen. Speaking of Fairlawn, by the way, Fairlawn was beaten last night by Miami East, and Fairlawn is now 2-3 overall on the year, 2-1 in the Shelby County League, with at least two games to be made up, contests that were postponed because of the virus. So Fairlawn's on the short end of games completed, and so far on the season has just won twice, both in the Shelby County League, and the Jets have now lost three overall. Fairlawn, by the way, tonight is on the road at Fort Loramie. Rushi is at Bodkins, and the seventh team in the league, Houston, is idle in SCAL action tonight. Another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Hey, receive a 55,000, that's right, 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. That's a deal. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets compared to the big box giant stores. Sale ends January 24th, so it runs now for a month. Zero interest on purchases up to 18 months. Financing available. Again, that's zero interest on purchases up to 18 months. Financing is available. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike Street in Jackson Center. Again, receive a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster is the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years now, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Located on the southeast side of Minster, Stonegate is adjacent to Paris Street Park and within a short walk from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate. No substitute for experience. At Wygant, we continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer, our neighbor. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, Wegant, development.com. And Steve and Ted Services in Anna, also new here on scoresbroadcast.com. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, and they have built an excellent reputation. 8315 State Route 119 in Anna, Steve and Ted Services. Starting lineups in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And once again, so many thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner way back in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Thank you, Local, all the staff and associates at Local Equipment. And we extend gratitude to Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock. Thanks again, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Without your assistance, some 15 years ago, we at scoresbroadcast.com simply could not have gotten off the ground. Botkins leads the Shelby County League boys race with a mark of 4-0, 6-0 overall. Anna 3-1 in the league. Fairlawn 2-1. Although Fairlawn has now dropped to 2-3 on the season and is playing at Fort Loramie tonight. Redskins are 3-2 in the league, 6-3 overall. Jackson Center 3-2 in the league, 6-2 overall. Rushi 1-4 and 2-5. Houston 0-6 and 0-7. Starting lineups being introduced for the homestanding Anna Rockets. Isaiah Mastello, senior guard, 6'2" tall. Zach Ambus on the perimeter, 5'9" and a junior. McCain Finkenbein,
who shoots him as tall in the air as he does long, 6 foot junior. Ben Kovac, 6'4 senior up front, along with Jacob Robinson, also a 6'4 senior. Tenure head coach Nate Barhorst at the helm. Scott Elkert, the mentor for Jackson Center in year number 20. The Tigers will feature a starting lineup of Carson Regula, 5'11 junior, at a guard spot, along with Jace Mullenauer, a 5'10 sophomore, Aiden Reichert at the post, a 6'5 senior, Trevor Sosby, a 5'11 senior guard, Camden Reese at a wing, a 6'3" sophomore. Love these Tiger Road uniforms, gray from top to bottom, orange numbers trimmed in black, Anna, white from top to bottom, green numerals, rockets above the numbers, green piping down the sides of those snowy white shorts. Opening tip to start the game, won by Reichert, knocked away by Anna, rolling to midcourt, sideline, out of bounds. Officials look at each other, they're not sure. And we've got a little discussion just 2 seconds into the game. The tip was pinballed, and it was touched last by Anna. It's determined. And Coach Barhorst of Anna wants an explanation. He gets it. Jackson Center ball in. Next arrow will go to the Anna Rockets. We've got Anna in a man-to-man defense. What will the Rockets do with Aiden Reichert? Getting the start on him is Kovacs. Kovacs has the ball 25 feet away. Last year, Murray and Stewart double-teamed Aiden Reichert. Did a good job on him in the two games. Anna won each easily. Here's a drive at Jackson Center. Off-balance shot 7 feet away, short. Anna got the board. Kovacs out high, gives it up to Ambus. Straight away, here's Robinson. Robinson to Masteller. Oh, a little give and go. Right back to Robinson. Missed the point blanker right at the rim. It rolled off the iron. Here comes Jackson Center the other way. Mullenauer pulls up. Left baseline. 15-footer. Rattles in and out. Rebound Riker. Too hard. Anna snatches the board. Long lead out down the floor. Finkenbein hitting Kovacs with a dead run. He's clobbered. Two free throws for Kovacs of Anna. Nailed in the act of shooting. Both teams shoot fouls at a little better than 70%. That's daggone good. Just as I say that, Kovacs is short. No score, 52 seconds gone, opening quarter here on Scores, broadcast.com and WMVR. Kovacs connects, 1-0 Anna. Here is Jackson Center to midcourt. It is Sosby weaving his way. Gets a screen 25 feet out from Reichert. Ball given up to Camden Reese. Straight on. Check by Robinson. Cutting to the rim, Mullenauer. Not available. Outside the arc on the right, it's Reichert. Kovacs has got him man-to-man. There's a bounce pass by Jackson Center. Far left corner of the floor. It goes astray, rolling out of bounds. Anna's ball in. Played a minute 18, not a field goal yet. Griffin Dosick, 2 years ago here at Anna, was a dominator in the middle. He guarded Reichert a couple years ago, slowed him down. Last year, Anna doubled him, as I said, with Murray and Stewart. And right now, so far, it's Kovacs who is individually guarding Reichert. Ball thrown out of bounds by Anna, left corner, although Jackson Center gets a finger on it. Finkenbein will inbound. 6:22 to go in the first. 1-0 Anna. Finkenbein throws it, gets it back, drives down the lane, running one-hander. Good! Became Finkenbein. Field goal for him, 3-0 Rockets. Token pressure in backcourt by Anna. Here is Carson Regula dribbling up against Masteller. Boy, that's a good match. Those two young men with good hops. Regula 5'11", Masteller 6'2". They both play a little bigger than those respective heights. Top of the circle, Camden Reese. Right wing, it is Mullenauer for Jackson Center on the bounce, picked up by Ambus. Jackson Center thwarted here by Anna's half-court defense in the first 2.5 minutes. 3-0 Rockets. Ball thrown cross-court to Jackson Center to Mullenauer. Long triple try. Skids off the rim. Rebound down to Anna. Crossover dribble. Finkenbein darts into the lane. Got it on the scoop shot. Well done by Finkenbein of Anna. 5-0 Rockets. 5:18 to go here in the first. Down the floor, Trevor Sosby, top of the circle for Anna, into the post to Reichert. Reichert bullies his way down the paint. A lot of elbows fly. There's contact. Anna, though, gets a mitt on the top of the ball. As shoulders bump, it's ruled a jump. Break, Anna. Possession arrow, Rockets. 5-0, Anna in the lead. Just over 5 to play opening quarter. Ben Finkenbein, top of the circle, steps back. Long 27-footer, short. Rebound ricochets to Robinson, though. Anna controls. Robinson on top. Now here's Masteller, 20 feet out. Picked up on the play by Trevor Sosby. Masteller on the bounce, fakes right, goes left. Little jab step. Flips it cross-court to Kovacs in the deep right corner. Goes opposite, near corner to Robinson, who guns home a long deuce. He was straddling the arc. Robinson with good range, pumps it home. And it's Anna with a touchdown, a kicked extra point by Ambus, you might say, because he's the field goal kicker on the gridiron. 7-0 Rockets. 4:22 to go here in the first quarter. Again, Anna's half-court defense has got Jackson Center stymied. Riker gives up his dribble, goes into the post to Camden Reese. Got away with a walk. Little half-hook shot from 10. Wild, no good. Stick back is up and in. Mullenauer with two. And finally, after 3 minutes and 55 seconds, the Tigers are on the board. Masteller, top of the circle to Robinson for Anna. 7-2 Rockets. Finkenbein wants to drive, can't. Goes straight away to Kovacs, right flank to Ambus. Ambus picked up by Regula. Near side, Masteller. Sosby on him. Crossover dribble. Oh, nice move to the lane. Up and through. Isaiah Masteller. That's that speedy quickness of Anna we talked about in the pregame. Very adept at driving the basketball. Here's Jackson Center trying to bolt right down the paint. It's Regula. Kicked out of bounds by Anna, which leads 9-2. 3:29 to go in the first quarter. Anna's won 5 of the last 6 in a big way by an average of 20 points per triumph. Although in the last decade, going back several years, Jackson Center dominated, winning 7 of 9. Here's a steal, top of the circle, bad pass. Camden Reese picked up by Masteller, running down the floor, scooping it up and in on the dead run. And Anna has charged to an 11-2 advantage. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Jackson Center may be showing some ill effects of having not played for 10 days. Outside the arc, high right, it's Riker. Picked up by Kovacs. Fakes left, goes right. Can't get to the baseline. Now to Camden Reese. Right back to Riker. Around one player, another. Fouled on the elbow. Missed it. It rolled off. He gets two. Nice maneuver by Aiden Riker. Averaging right around 20 points a game for the orange and black. He toes the charity stripe. Left-hander. Left foot in front of the right, just short of the free throw stripe. His right foot 4 or 5 inches off the line, and he has the first free throw. 11-3 Anna, 11-4 as Aiden knocks down foul shot number 2. Very good free throw shooter as Aiden Riker can pop out and shoot the 3. Of course, what he's known for is strong post-up moves, and he is a dynamite rebounder. Here's McCain Finkenbein. Little pick and roll with Kovacs. Catches on the inside and loops it in from 5 feet. Jackson Center giving up easy close-in shots to Anna. Rockets are making hay. On top of 9, 13-4. Riker top of the key on the bounce for Jackson Center. Picked up by Kovacs. Outside the arc on the right to Camden Reese. 2:21 to go in the first. Pitch and catch with Sosby. Ambus on him. Now to Riker. Into the post it goes to Camden Reese. Strong maneuver up through Robinson. Banked it in. Camden Reese for a goal. 2 points for Camden. 7-point lead, Anna. 13-6. Here's Masteller losing the ball in the arc. It rolls beyond the center line. We got a tie-up occurring. And the arrow favors Jackson Center. Carelessness on the part of the Rockets created that mistake. Jackson Center down 7. It has been as many as, 13-4, 9-point deficit at one point?
I believe so.
That was with 2+ to go in the first. Or was it 13-2? I'm not sure. Did it get to 13-2? Here is Aiden Reichert, right corner for Jackson Center. Got away with a walk in the lane, squeezed off a five-footer, hit the back brace, missed it, got the rebound back, foul, Anna. You talk about persistence on the glass. Aiden Reichert will give it to you. One heck of a rebounder. He will simply not be denied. And he went back up strong and strong again, awarded two free throws, and swirling around and dropping in. 13-7, six-point lead for Anna. Anna was up 13-4. And Aiden Reichert is short of that one. He knew it was short. He followed it, got it, scored it. How about that? Haven't seen that in a long time. Missed free throw by Aiden Reichert. Everybody for Anna bailed along the lane too soon, giving Aiden a clear shot at the rebound, and he laid it up and in. And now Jackson Center, just like that, is within four, 13-9. Minute 21 to go first quarter. Finkenbein, step back, 27-footer short. Barely grazed iron, and then it caromed out of bounds. Well, when you shoot them that fast and miss them, it's like a turnover, although McCain Finkenbein has made a boatload of threes just in the last couple games, coming off a 32-pointer and a 25-pointer. Just over a minute to go in the first. Jackson Center has crept back within four, 13-9. Anna just one bucket now in the last 2 minutes, 25 seconds. Nearly a double dribble out high, but Jackson Center. Ball fed to Camden Reese. Running down the right side of the lane. Missed it, no good. Stick back up and in. Jace Mullenauer. Johnny on the spot for the Tigers, who've cut it to two. Seven straight by Jackson Center. Nearly over and back against Masteller. He runs to midcourt, scoops it up, gives it to Finkenbein. Little lob down into Robinson. Robinson catches, rim the three-footer. Rebound Tigers, 28 ticks to go in the first. And up two. Jackson Center rallying back in the last few minutes of the first period to make it a little snug now. Here's Mullenauer, high left, popping out to catch is Fark, who's in the game now for the Tigers. Nolan Fark, 6'1 sophomore, good shooter. 10, 9, 8. Here's Reichert, high right, looks at the clock with 5, picks up his dribble. Outside the arc on the left is Sosby. Long one, three-pointer, rimmed at the buzzer. We've played one good game here at Anna. Rockets 13, Tigers 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick and shooting for Chuck McBee at Anna. Anna Rockets 13, Jackson Center Tigers 11 after one quarter. It's an important Shelby County League contest tonight. Jackson Center can leapfrog Anna in the standings with a road win. Everybody chasing Botkins unbeaten in league play, hosting Rushi this evening. We open up action, quarter number two. Masteller top of the circle for Anna, and he manages to wiggle down through the lane, draws a two-shot foul. Neatly done by Masteller. Maybe the foul's on the floor during the drive, and that's the case. Finkenbein to trigger, baseline left. Throwing on the arc, caught there by Hambus, 25 feet out, right back to Finkenbein. You can bet Finkenbein, a marked man tonight. He's been a red-hot shooter. He's got a couple good driving layups. Here's another one, spinning into the lane, curls up a shot from 6 feet, and gets the favorable bounce. Finkenbein can drive. You've got to honor him on the arc, and then he'll put it on the deck and take it to the rim. Here's a baseline drive by Mullenauer of Jackson Center. He had a bit of a crease, took it to the rim, clobbered from behind, and he'll get two. 7:22 left here in the second quarter. 15-11, Anna by four over Jackson Center. Anna led 13-4 in the opening stanza. Jackson Center trimmed it to a bucket at the end of one. At the line, Mullenauer for the Tigers misfires on the initial shot and then zeroes in on the second. 15-12, Anna up three. 7:14 to go first quarter. Masteller outside the arc on the left. Fakes right against Sosby. Oh, a good steal. Fine help by Mullenauer. Two on two. Mullenauer around McCain. Finkenbein up and in on the drive. Excellent play by Mullenauer. He was very good for the Tigers against Rushi when Chuck McBee and I had the Tigers and the Raiders. Long, high-arching three ball. Finkenbein right in front of the Jackson Center bench. It was a rainbow. All net cord. Beautifully done by Finkenbein.
Pretty shot.
He shoots him as high as he does long. 18-14. Jackson Center up four. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Fark for Jackson Center. Looks for Mullenauer. On the arc to Sosby. He fires. He buries it. A triple. Trevor Sosby on target. 18-17. Anna in the lead by one. 6:15 to go, second quarter. Ambus high right on the weave. Gives it up on the play. Near side to the three-point shooter. It's Finkenbein stepping back, letting it go. He uncorked a long one. It hit the rim and hit a support up above the backboard. It's out of bounds. Having checked in for the Anna Rockets, I believe, is Isaac McDermott, 6'4 senior. He was in there momentarily. He is now out. Kovacs and Robinson back on the floor. The original quintet that began the game for the Rockets out there at the moment. 1-point lead, Anna. Jackson Center can go in front. Here is Reichert storming down the lane. He's got an avenue to the rim. Banked it up and through. Nice play, Aiden Reichert. Jackson Center in front, 19-18. 5:40 left, first half. Masteller midcourt for Anna, picked up by Sosby. Boy, these Jackson Center Tigers have really improved since those first two juggernaut games against Bodkins and Fort Loramie, who both returned a lot of upperclassmen. Here's Finkenbein, top of the circle. Oh, he's got a little opening right down the lane, slivering through, lays it up and good with the left hand. Finkenbein for Anna. 20-19 Rockets. How many for him, Mike?
Finkenbein has 11.
Double digits. He's gotten 32 and 25 in his last couple of games. 5 minutes remaining till halftime, 20-19 in favor of Anna. Cross-court pass, Jackson Center. Deep left corner, three by Mullenauer. High off the back brace. Rebound down to Finkenbein. Fakes left, goes right. Jab step at the foul line. On the arc to Robinson. Anna sets the attack. Leading by one, 20-19. Jackson Center had a brief lead, 19-18. Masteller left open, straight away, banked it from three-point territory, too hard. Rebound Jackson Center, very poor pass down the floor, about a 30-footer. Angled bounce pass goes out of bounds. Timeout, Anna. 4:33 left in the second quarter. We will keep it right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 1-point lead, Rockets. You know, at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, you buy furniture with assistance from family. You see, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our spacious showroom offers high quality furniture and some of everything. Chairs, recliners, sofas, sectionals, beds and mattresses. Furniture for every room, bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection at Goffney Furniture make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly eight decades, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Stopping by online at Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com. curbside pickup and delivery to 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has got you covered. Finkenbein, after the timeout, unloads a three, misses it, no good. Nice rebound on the inside, but Kovacs up and in for Anna. 22-19, Rockets up three. So many thanks to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Family serving you and your family. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan, for 76 years. Outstanding furniture and service from Goffney. Here's Aiden Reichert outside the arc on the right. Oh, it's a telegraph pass picked off on the play by Finkenbein. Hooks it to Ambus. Driving layup. Missed it, but a foul. No-look pass by Finkenbein. Nifty steal by Anna in the half court. Jackson Center a bit careless. 22-19. Rockets up three. 3:34 to go in the second. Ambus sped down the floor. Couldn't get the fast-moving layup to go. It was in a little bit of congestion. He misfires on the foul shot. By the way, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center phone number, 937-492-6730, 492-6730 for the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Well, Ambus missed both foul shots. Here's Aiden Reichert pivoting in the lane for Jackson Center. Oh, a formidable move right up and through Kovacs. He lips the rim, gets it to fall. It stayed in the cylinder, a big deuce for Reichert, and it's 22-21. Anna up a point. 3 minutes left, first half. Masteller. Cross court to Kovacs. High right to Robinson. Near side Ambus. Here's Kovacs on the bounce. Weave to Masteller straight away. Now to Finkenbein. Rockets bench not deep. Jackson Center's bench not deep. Each club likes to play six, maybe occasionally seven. Down to 2:40 to go here in the second quarter. 1 point lead, Anna. Kovacs, 25 feet out. Hand off to Robinson. Robinson picked up on the play by Regula. Near side pass to Kovacs out of the arc. Checked there by Camden Reese. Left corner, it is Ambus. On him is Fark. Popping out to catch. 25 feet away on the right, Finkenbein. Anna's defense was really stout early in this game. Now Jackson Center shutting down Anna. 2:08 to go, second quarter. Anna with a scant one-point lead, 22-21. Masteller stops and shoots a three. Oh, my goodness, Jackson Center didn't think he was going to let it go. He did, and he banked it. Unbelievable. Isaiah Masteller calmly went into his shot. Jackson Center said, oh, well, you're not really going to do that, are you?
Yeah, I am.
And he banked home a 28-footer, 25-21, Anna. On the arc, three ball, Jackson Center, swish, coming right back. It is Fark hitting a bomb off the bench for the Tigers. That's a big lift for the orange and black. Fark hands a three to match the Masteller three. Right back to a one-point game, 25-24. Finkenbein fakes right, goes left, herky-jerky move. Camden Reese holds him. It's a foul, only the sixth here in the first half of this game. 1:25 to go in the second quarter. Anna will inbound to the left of the rim. Jackson Center hustled back in this contest, trailed once but nine. Got a short-lived lead middle of this period. Ball lobbed in beneath the rim all the way to backcourt. Masteller runs it down, gives it to Robinson. He flips up a three, way short. Loose ball rebound on the deck. Reichert's got it. Gives it up, gets it back, get foul line. Reichert fumbled the basketball. It's on the floor, scrum for it. And the arrow favors the Tigers with 69 ticks to go here in quarter number two. 25-24, one-point lead, Anna. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks, Wygant, as well as Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Ball high overhead by the playmaker beneath the basket. Ball lobbed into Camden Reese out front. His three ball goes in, out, and back in. Wow, that one had the fans on the edge of their seats. 27-25 going ahead, but two is Jackson Center until McCain Finkenbein hits a pull up in the lane. A little fadeaway from 10 right through. Tied up at 27. 42 seconds to go here in the first half. Aiden Reichert on the Anna Rockets logo at midcourt. Flips it outside the arc to Camden Reese. Popping out to catch Trevor Sosby. Sosby guarded by Masteller. Now Reichert to Reese. 24 seconds to go first half. Boy, unless there's a gimme, Jackson Center is liable to play for one here. 16, 15, 14 seconds to go. Sosby on the arc. Now Camden Reese straight away. 11, 10. Aiden Reichert controls. He reverses his dribble. Starts a drive down the lane. Gets around one man. Another. Scores with 3 seconds left. Here's a long 60-footer Finkenbein. Oh, it rattles in and out. No good. He almost made it. Jackson Center has battled back to take a skinny 2-point lead. 29-27 here at the half. Tigers 29, Rockets 27 at intermission after Anna owned a 13-4 lead after the first 4 minutes of this game. It's our online and radio station break. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, bench hitting for Chuck McBee. We are at Anna. Excellent Shelby County Athletic League boys basketball game tonight featuring the Anna Rockets and Jackson Center Tigers. 2-point contest. Jackson Center with its third lead of the first half. Didn't lead at all until midway through the second quarter. The Tigers up 29-27 by a deuce. Anna once led by 9 in the first 4 minutes of this contest. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. For information, osgoodbank.com. New underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We're pleased to promote Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road, offering services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. Over 200 years of experience among the current employees at Hoing & Hoing, it's become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing has them for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. To start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144 for Hoing & Hoing Builders. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. 2-point lead Jackson Center. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Mike, let's look at the scoring for the two clubs.
Well, let's take a look at the books here. For the Anna Rockets, high scorer McCain Finkenbein has a total of 13 points. Isaiah Mousteller has 7. And Ben Kovacs chipped in for 5. Also, Jacob Robinson has 2. And that makes a total of 27 points in the first half for the Rockets. And then we take a look at Jackson Center. Off to a little bit of a slow start, but they made up for it there in the second quarter. So totals there, Nolan Fark has 3. Chase Mullenauer has a total of 7. Aiden Reichert has 11. Trevor Sosby had a 3-pointer for 3 points there. Camden Reese has a total of 5 points. And that makes their total 29. And it looks like they took the lead back there at 5:40 in the second quarter before they even took the lead over the Rockets.
Anna led by 2 after 1, 13-11. Jackson Center pumped home 18 points in a productive second quarter to Anna's 14, to inch ahead by a bucket, 29-27 here at the half. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.oh.com.
Well, let's identify ourselves with what we call a station break in the biz. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
here at Anna Jackson Center, up a bucket, 29-27 over the Rockets. We are a moment away from the start of our third quarter. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores and has done so since our start some 14 years ago. January marks our 15th calendar year. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight we highlight Anna cheerleader Riley Summer, senior cheerleader, 3.85 GPA. Two sisters of Riley have graduated from Anna, Mickey and Bailey. Riley's the daughter of Andy and Lisa, active in student council, FFA, French club, yearbook, dance club as well. Undecided about the college choice, will pursue early childhood education. For Jackson Center, we recognize cheerleader Kieran Yarkoski. And I pronounced it correctly. Kieran Yarkoski, junior cheerleader at Jackson Center. Daughter of Aaron and Greg. 3.76 GPA, participates in volleyball, FCCLA, volunteers at the Dorothy Love Retirement Community. Junior Fair Board, 4-H, active in track, the 4x4, the long jump, the 4x1, the 400. Unsure about college, maybe Bowling Green, special education is in her future. Has an 8th grade brother, Tyler, at Jackson Center. Riley Summer, senior cheerleader at Anna, and Kieran Yarkoski, junior cheerleader at Jackson Center, highlighted here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Anna gets a quick start here to the third quarter of this game. Finkenbein arches in a long 25-footer behind a screen. That was a set play. McCain pumped it home. Jackson Center with a quick miss. Here comes Anna down the floor to her right. Ambus with a hurried shot way off the mark. Rebound Jackson Center. Quickly into the post to Reichert. Hooking foul from behind on Kovacs of Anna. 1-point lead Rockets, 30-29. Opening half minute of quarter number three. Baseline right of the rim. Camden Reese triggering it in play to Reichert, who fakes right, goes left. Uh-oh, yep, that's a shuffle. He walked. Head coach Scott Elker dropped his head.
He knew it. He had the right idea.
This Jackson Center team had to play two senior-laden clubs, Botkins and Fort Loramie, right out of the chute. And other than Aiden Reichert, Jackson Center began the year with little experience on the floor. Here's a dynamite post-up move to Kovacs. Little give-and-go power shot by him from 4 feet away. And five quick points for the Rockets have boosted them to a three-point advantage, 32-29, 6:52 to go in the third. Jackson Center down the floor in a hurry. Baseline drive, power move, Mullenauer, a lot of contact, bodies fly. One of those 50-50 calls. The officials are right on it. They sell it, and it's ruled. And in the act of shooting foul, goes against the D. Mullenauer at the stripe. Airmails the first free throw up and in, and drops in number two. Anna's lead trimmed back to one, 32-31. Jackson Center led 29-27 at the intermission break. Here's McCain Finkenbein on the arc, gives it up to Ambus. The left wing, Robinson for Anna. Rockets in the white shirts, green numerals. Jackson Center, the road gray. Orange numbers with black piping. Ambus 30 feet out. Baseline left. Robinson back to the rim. Feeds Kovacs in the lane. Running one-hander. Blocked and taken away. Stellar defensive play by Reichert of Anna. Boy, that was a dandy. Down the floor to Sosby. Sosby in the left corner. Jackson Center trails by one. 6:12 to go in the third. Heck of a game tonight here at Anna. We thought it would be. And we were right on the money. As was last night's girls game at Botkins, a four-pointer. Trojans beat the Raiders. Outside the arc, high right with the ball. Camden Reese on the bounce for Jackson Center. Pounds it on the floor, gives it up to Reichert straight away. Kovacs greets him. Reese posts up down inside. Reichert on the delivery to Camden. He missed the shot from 5 feet. Good guarding by Robinson. Quickly in a four court left. Masteller rim the triple. 32-31. Hannah up one. 5.5 to go in the third. Jackson Center got the board. Quickly down the floor. Great feed from the left corner. Mullenauer finds Reichert. He posts up low on the left. Good goal by him. Can't stop the strength of Reichert when he gets it that deep. 33-32. 1-point lead. Jackson Center. Finkenbein. Pick and roll with Robinson. Good defense by Regula. Robinson turns. Fadeaway. 12-footer. No. Rebound Mullenauer. Jackson Center. Quickly up the floor to the driver. Reese hits the trailer. Reichert for the bucket. Excellent break. 3-on-2 transition by Jackson Center. Up three. Anna right back. Finkenbein threads the needle. Great dish to Kovacs with the driving layup. 35-34. Jackson Center in the lead by one. Tigers momentarily on a three-point cushion with 4:50 to go in the third. On the arc, here's Sosby for Jackson Center out high. To Reese to Sosby, left wing, Carson Regula. Foot on the logo, Sosby. Ball thrown right corner to Mullenauer. Wants to go to Camden. Reese is not looking. It goes behind him into backcourt. It's rolling, rolling. Nobody picks it up. Out of bounds. Over and back violation on the Tigers. Turnover count, Mike, so far?
Not too bad. Jackson Center has 6. I only show 1 for Anna.
Well played game in terms of ball handling by both clubs. As quickly as Anna plays, that is an amazing stat. Just 1 floor miscue. Half the third quarter gone. Anna with a possession. Baseline right, Masteller holding foul committed by Sosby of the Tigers. 1 in Jackson Center, 2 in Anna in this half. In the right corner, 15 feet from the basket on the baseline. Finkenbein throws into Masteller on top, dives into the lane. Running scoop shot. Almost went in. Circus shot by Masteller. Not good, but a foul. As Riker chopped down, I think, and got him on the arm, Masteller with a pair at the charity stripe to give Anna the lead. 3:56 left in the third quarter. 1-point spread. Masteller knots the count at 35. Isaiah flips in the free throw. Second one coming. 1-2 bounces of the basketball. Arches it up and in. 36-35, Anna, 4 straight for the Rockets. Anna, a half minute ago, owned a 3-point lead. Quickly, Jackson Center, I should say Jackson Center, a half minute ago, owned a 3-point lead. Here's Camden Reese out of control, barreling into the paint area, stumbled and walked. 7 turnovers, Tigers. Anna gets it back, up 1. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Here's Finkenbein, Ambus on the arc. Throws wildly to Kovacs. He saves it in the corner. Straight away to Robinson. Now Finkenbein. Little pick and roll with Robinson. Finkenbein muscling down the lane. Good defense, Jackson Center. Shot short. No good. Rebound Tigers. Outlet to Reichert. Baseline left, Sosby. 15-footer. Rim. No good. Follow. Yes. Reichert on the stick back rebound.
Nice follow-up.
37-36. Jackson Center by 1. 3:12 to go here in the third. It's a nail-biter. We knew it would be. Here's a pick and roll on the arc. Embus is brushed by Mullenauer. Common foul. 3 Tigers, 2 Rockets here in the third. 3:06 remaining in the third stanza. 1-point edge, Jackson Center. Tigers were up 1 at the intermission break. Or I should say up 2 at halftime, 29-27. Masteller top of the circle, pick and roll with Kovacs, nothing doing. Right side, Ambus on the arc. High left, Kovacs. Left corner, Finkenbein. On him, Camden Reese, now Sosby. Finkenbein into the lane, and he gets away from the defender. Rimmed the shot from 7 feet, did everything but go in, curled out. Quickly down the floor, it is Reichert, and he takes things into his own hands for Jackson Center. He simply barreled the last 50 feet, made sure there was contact in the paint, and he's at the stripe with 2. Nothing was going to stop Aiden Reichert on that play. Free throw, swish. Fine foul shooter is Reichert. Both clubs shoot free throws extremely well, up over 70%. 38-36. Jackson Center inches back on top by two. Reichert good again. 39-36 Tigers. 2:38 left, third quarter. Midcourt, Finkenbein for Anna. Hands off on the play to Masteller. Masteller fakes left, goes right. Good defense out high. Applied by Regula and Mullenauer of Jackson Center. Ball thrown to Robinson, high post, stabbed away momentarily by the Tigers. Picked back up by Masteller of Anna. 2:14 to go, third quarter. 3-point lead, Jackson Center. Masteller with an opening, knifes down the lane, shoveling it off the backboard. He's got it. Masteller, execution supreme. 1-point game, pressure Anna backcourt. Tigers lead it. Ambus guarding Regula, high dribble, no travel. Got across the center line, gave it up to Sosby in the paint. Fadeaway 15-footer, bingo! Trevor Sosby on the button. 41-38. Jackson Center by three. Masteller right down the pike again, all the way to the rack. Continuation play, got it for two and a foul. And the Jackson Center bench is lively. Little hot. That was one of those continuation plays. Looked like the foul could have been called out on the floor. Masteller given the benefit of the doubt. Field goal good. Foul Tigers, team's fourth. Masteller at the stripe to try to knock the score at 41. Minute 37 to go, third quarter. And we are deadlocked. Shot good. 41 apiece. Jackson Center in the gray road jerseys to midcourt. Finkenbein all over Sosby, who's coming off a made jump shot. Right wing, it goes to Mullenauer. Mullenauer probes into the top of the circle. Still dribbles with the left, off to Regula. On the arc to Reichert. Reichert looks for Mullenauer, the cutter. Nolan Fark on the floor now for the Tigers. Fark is in. And a made three in the first half. Left side, Regula. Minute to go here in the third. Oh, here's an off-balance spin move. Down the lane, it's Regula. And he runs over an Anna defender. It's ruled an offensive foul. Setting up shot nicely on the inside for Anna was a young man in off the bench, Connor McKinney. Outstanding play. Foul situation, Mike.
Looks like Chase Mullenauer from Jackson Center has three, and so does Sosby.
Five team fouls on the Tigers here in this half. Offensive charge against the road club. Anna's got the ball back. 42 ticks on the clock. Late in the third, tied at 41. Finkenbein hangs on 25 feet out. Guarded there by Camden Reese. Finkenbein backs to near center court. How many points so far for McCain, Mike?
He's got a total of 16.
16 points for McCain Finkenbein. Aiden Reichert's got how many?
And 19.
19.
Took me a minute to count those up.
19 for Aiden. Finkenbein with 7 seconds left. Still dribbling for Anna. His pass deflected away by Jackson Center. Rolling out of bounds. Fingertip touch by Anna. And with three to go in the third, Jackson Center may get the last shot. Although it could be a Hail Mary of sorts. 41-41 tie. Tigers inbound. Here's Camden Reese running over center court. Leans into a long one. 38-footer banked, hit the rim, no good. As the third quarter finishes out, nothing decided. We thought it would be snug. It is. It's an even Steven score. Anna 41, Jackson Center 41. As we enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Here we go, fourth and final quarter from Anna. It's been a real scrap, tightly played. 9-point lead, Anna, in the first 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Jackson Center clawed back, cut it to two at the end of the first. Jackson Center led by two at the half. We're knotted as we open play here in the fourth. Jackson Center possession, but a steal by Anna. It's Masteller, herky-jerky, baseline left, a leaner, good! And a foul on Jackson Center. Isaiah Masteller with an outstanding play. And he's at the stripe. Another three-point play chance for him. 43-41. Anna by two. Shot by Masteller. Yes, he converts the three-point opportunity. And Anna's got a four-point advantage. Jackson Center in backcourt. I said four-point advantage. I should have said three. A lot of fours on the board. 44-41. Outside the arc on the right, it's Reichert for Jackson Center. Wheels into the left corner to Sosby. Good hedge by Amba Savannah. Now Camden Reese high right. On the arc, it's Regula. Into Reese, who posts up. Hooking foul from behind against the Anna Rockets. Isaac McDermott, 6'4 senior, in off the bench. Underneath the basket to the right. Jackson Center inbounds, thrown straight away to Reese. High left, it's Regula. Regula darts down the lane, a lot of contact. Hand off to Camden Reese, power maneuver from 6 feet. Backboard rim, no good, fell off, foul in the act of shooting. Two being awarded to Camden Reese of the Jackson Center Tigers. 6'3 sophomore, toes the strike. Flips it up and it curls out, no good. Free throws will be big down the stretch. Team foul situation, 6 on the Tigers, 5 on the Rockets. 44-41, Anna. Free throw, Reese, got it. 44-42, Anna by a bucket. 7:04 left in this game. Finkenmein, midcourt, gives it up to Masteller. Oh, he's got a little crease down the lane, got an advantage, and drew a blocking foul. Ball was on the floor. He tried to get it up in the air. In fact, he is lobbying for free throws. I don't think that's the case. Or is it? I thought for sure initially the official said nope, pointing to a spot on the floor. My error, it is the 7th on Jackson Center. So it is the 1-and-1 for Masteller. Oh, it dips in, dips out. Big miss. Rebound Tigers down 2. Camden Reese up the floor. Left corner, regular wide open. 3-ball is a little crooked to the left. Masteller snares the board. Masteller, herky-jerky down the floor into the top of the circle. Defensive player doesn't get there in time. And it is clearly a block.
And I think that's 4 on Trevor Sosby.
Masteller back to the stripe. 1-and-1 for the Rockets. His last 1-and-1 attempt. Dipped in, dipped out. Anaba 2, 44-42. That was way short. Long rebound, though, to Masteller in the right corner. Hooks it cross-court to Finkenbein. Shot fake, drives, lays it up and in. Anaba 4, 46-42. Great move by Finkenbein. Brought the defense to him 28 feet away. And then he dashed toward the basket. Jackson Center needs a goal right here. Reichert high left, guarded by Kovacs. 6:18 to go in the fourth quarter. 46-42, Anna. Top of the circle, Fark. Near side, Regula. Peers inside for Reichert. Now it goes to Camden Reese straight away. Dished right side to Fark. Fark gives it up in the corner to Sosby. Sosby swings it on top. Good defense by Anna. Sosby drives around Finkenbein. Loops it up in the lane. In and out. No good. Rebound Reichert. Yes! And a foul on Anna. Shot by Sosby was one you would try on your garage hoop. It was, I'll take this one. You try to match it. You talk about scooping it up from around the ankles. It almost went in. Riker there to pump in the stick back, and he converts the three-point play. Riker up over 20 now on the night. Foul shot good, and Anna's lead is one. Timeout called, 46-45. Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Final 5 minutes and 45 seconds. Anna's got a one-point edge with the ball. Little pick and roll out high. Masteller, Kovacs on the receiving end. He scores two. What an assist. Rockets have worked that against Jackson Center all night long. They were adept at it in the first period. The lead three for Anna. Here's a great drive to Jackson Center. Wow! Outstanding play. Soulsby slipped down the right side of the lane, threw it high off the backboard, kissed it in. Foul against Anna Soulsby with a three-point play chance. 5:27 to go in the fourth. 48-47 Anna. Soulsby shooting for the tie. He's got it. Oh, we knew it would be a good game. It's been better than good. It's been terrific. Nothing decided. 5:20 left. Fourth quarter. 48-48 deadlock. Ambus 25 feet out for Anna. On the bounce. Goes straight away to Kovacs. Left wing Finkenbein. 30-footer. In and out. No good. It was down below. Popped away. Rebound Jackson Center. Look at that fast break. Camden Reese. Right baseline. Blocked by Finkenbein. Saving two. Stellar play by McCain. Jackson Center running the basketball up and down the floor. Unlike recent seasons when the Tigers would set it up. Ball inbounded on the arc to Riker. Swish on a triple. 3-point lead, Jackson Center. Anna gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 4:53 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center with a flurry to take a 3-point edge, 51-48, late in this game. Say we're pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy here on scoresbroadcast.com, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works on a one-on-one individual basis with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. All kinds of sports injuries, knees, shoulders, ankles, treated by Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances, including Anthem plus Medicare and workers' comp, and you may not need a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, Jim Spitzer has operated for Sales Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, 937-419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. 4:40 to go in the fourth. Anna in possession, down three. Right corner triple by Robinson. Way short, deflects off the rim into the hands of Reichert of Jackson Center, which is up three with 4:28 to go. Left corner, Sosby available, open. Guns it, hits it. It's a three ball. Somebody left Sosby. Jackson Center's got its biggest cushion, six. 54-48. 4:12 to go in the game. Masteller, right side pass to Kovacs. Kovacs on the bounce. Two threes in a row by the Tigers. Reichert and Sosby. And Jackson Center is up the six. Masteller dances into the lane, draws contact, flipped it up on the go. No, but a foul. Two free throws for him. Anna, I believe, led 48-45. If I'm not mistaken, I think Jackson Center has reeled off nine in a row. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth. Masteller at the stripe for Anna. It is a six-point affair, and Masteller, I think, was in the act of shooting. He should get two free throws here.
Well, I think what they're asking is the foul was called on Sosby, and that looks to be his fifth, and the board shows it's his fifth.
The officials confer, and I think, indeed, it does go against Trevor Sosby. He's had a very, very good second half. Superb second half for Sosby of Jackson Center. He's got the set. He's out on fouls. And the Jackson Center coaches are lobbying that, hey, that foul was on somebody else, was it not? Big free throws. Masteller shooting, swishing. In the act of shooting, he got two of them. He tosses in number one to make it 54-49, Jackson Center. Masteller again. Uh-oh. We've got a lane violation, and that takes a point off the board. 54-49 in favor of Jackson Center. And the Tigers have got the ball in backcourt. Both teams in the bonus. In fact, double bonus for Anna. And here's Jackson Center's regular. Baseline left to Mullenauer. Easy for me to say. Flips it right back to the cutter. Reichert, who barges down the lane and scores. Ambus, quick three for Anna. Overshoots it. Long rebound left corner. Tracked down by Jackson Center, which leads by seven with 3:35 to go. Wow, Jackson Center has really clicked offensively here in the last 4 or 5 minutes. Reichert deep in the right corner. Goes to the mid-post, back to the basket, loops it cross-court on the play to Fark. Fark back to Reichert at the Rockets logo. How many points now for Aiden Reichert? 25?
27.
27 for him. 3:12 to go in the fourth. 7-point lead, Jackson Center, a club which has really improved since the start of the season. On top, three ball, Regula, in and out, tough break. It rattled, wouldn't stay in. Anna's got to score here. Down seven. 56-49. Masteller's got the ball punched away from him. Alert maneuver by Regula. All the way down. Yes, and a foul. Carson Regula, defensive play of the night, a takeaway and a driving layup. And Jackson Center is pulling away. Up nine. 2:48 to go in the fourth. Anna's got to get a timeout. We'll take a break. 9-point advantage, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/
/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Final 2 minutes 48 seconds. Free throws, Jackson Center. Or I should say one free throw for Carson Regula after the made goal by him. The lead for Jackson Center, 9. This to take it to double digits, and he does. Jackson Center, but 10. 2:47 left. Clock slow and starting. There it goes. A break of 2 or 3 seconds for Anna. Anna throws the ball to the post. It's lost. Fumbled. Loose ball. Camden Reese has got it. Foul, Anna. Jackson Center up 10, 59, 49. Jackson Center, vastly improved club. I talked to a number of folks in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and boy, the last couple times we've seen the Tigers, we have seen changes for the better. These young men getting experience around Aiden Reichert. It's an explosive team that can really fire on cylinders offensively. Free throw missed by Jackson Center. Loose ball rebound, Camden Reese, and he scores. 12-point game. How about that? Long three-pointer, Finkenbein, Anna, bounces off the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound, Jackson Center, and the Rockets have unraveled. 2:21 to go. Jackson Center up a dozen. 61-49. Here is Jackson Center, 25 feet out. Camden Reese gives it up to Reichert. Reichert on the bounce. Coming out to catch, Camden Reese. Jackson Center on a fine run here. Bad pass out of bounds.
Looks like we'll be in double bonus here for both teams.
And a ball, 2:05 to go in the fourth, 61-49. Rockets have not had a field goal, I don't think, in about 2.5 to 3 minutes. Masteller spots up, launches a three. It circled around the rim and came out. There's a lid on it now for Anna. It's Jackson Center's ball game. Here's Riker to midcourt, double teamed. Loops it left corner to Fark. High post to Reese on the arc to Regula. 1:41 to go. As Mike noted, double bonus both ways. Foul, Anna. Jackson Center shooting up by 12, 61-49. I didn't make a note of it, but Anna's last lead was in the mid-40s. Anna's last lead, I think Anna led 45-42. A 20-4 run, I believe, at Jackson Center. Made foul shot by Reese, 62-49 in favor of Jackson Center. That one is too long. Rebound taken down by McDermott of Anna. Up the floor to Masteller. Has the ball roll on his shoulder, nearly walked, knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Looked like it could have been a violation, not called. Anna possession with a minute 32 to go, down 13. Who would have thought this game would have gotten away from Anna this far? Holding foul on the arc. Kovacs is tied up, arm grabbed. And he's got two coming for Anna. Wow, what a change of events. This Jackson Center team, come tournament time, even long before then, going to be mighty dangerous. Tigers dropped a home game to Botkins, an away game to Fort Loramie right out of the chute. They've reeled off 6 in a row. 2 free throws made by Kovacs of Anna, 62-51 in favor of Jackson Center with 90 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. So pleased to have on with us Jackson Center Pro Hardware, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Receive a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware on East Pike. Foul midcourt. Masteller picks it up. 62-51 Jackson Center. A minute 9 to go in the fourth. Anna's had some tough luck shooting here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center has just made play after play. And the good plays have been distributed all over the floor. Free throw too hard by Regula. Regula has sparked the Tigers in the fourth. Sosby had a good half before fouling out. Reichert has been steady all night long. Regula swishes free throw number two. 63-51 Jackson Center. Here is Masteller, forecourt right. Tries to split defenders, can't do it. Gives it up on the arc to Kovacs. He tries to line it up from three-point land. It's off to the left. Rebound Tigers, who are up 12. 57 ticks to go. Holding foul in backcourt on Finkenbein. I said to several people in the last couple weeks, I think for a photo finish in the league, it may very well come down to Botkins and Jackson Center. I like the improvement I'd seen from the Tigers in recent games. Not that they played all that badly in the first couple contests in which they lost. Inexperienced team at the start. Aiden Reichert and four players who needed time on the floor. They've gotten it. And this club is explosive. Doesn't necessarily rely on ball control and defense quite as much as previous Tigers teams. This team can run the floor, and everybody on the court can score. Everyone. Down here to our left, Jackson Center at the stripe, what, made one free throw, missed one? Is that right, Mike?
Missed them both.
Missed them both. Anna's Finkenbein fouled as he dives into the lane at the other end with 49.9 to go. Foul shot, but Finkenbein is good. 63-52 Jackson Center. It's the Tigers' game unless they turn it over and miss about every free throw. Second shot in, 63-53. Anna very adept at shooting threes. Midcourt, Jackson Center works it up. It's Reichert, baseline left to Regula. Down low on the right to a teammate, Camden Reese, lets bodies fly on his back. And with 40.4 to go in the game, Camden Reese has two free throws coming. It has been a parade to the stripe here in this fourth period. Anna Rockets led by three in the first 3 minutes of this fourth quarter. In fact, our score at the end of three was 41 all. Anna led 45-42. Anna led 45-42 at the start of the fourth. But since then, all Jackson Center, which is up 64-53. Camden Reese just towed the stripe for the Tigers.
1-2.
And he split two foul shots, 28 seconds to go. Masteller driving off balance, left of the lane, banked it in for Anna. Might be too late, though, 25.4 to go. Jackson Center up 9. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. We'll hear from Dickman at our next opportunity. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and Pumpkin Pie. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Free throw up and in by the Jackson Center Tigers to make it a 10-point game. Nolan Tharp hits once more, 66-55. Jackson Center 24 ticks to go. Scoreboard clock slow and starting again. Three-pointer Finkenbein. Bullseye from way outside. Finkenbein hits one from distance. 66-58 on the triple by Finkenbein. 21.1 to go. Up next, Dickman with under a half minute remaining. Jackson Center in control now on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Our next coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night at Minster. Minster girls against Valley View. D4 against D2. We heard earlier today that Division III Berlin Highland, a good girls basketball program, thumped D1 Pickerington Central after last night. D4 Fort Loramie routed D1 Canton Glen Oak. That says a lot for the smaller programs. Talented, highly skilled athletes who are well coached in Division III and Division IV. Foul against Anna in backcourt. Jackson Center will shoot two. 66-58, Tigers, 20.2 to go. This was a nip-and-tuck game into the mid-40s, and then Anna with a string of misses, and Jackson Center caught fire. Free throw up and in by Mullenauer of Jackson Center. Jackson Center had a string of three-point plays. They had drives, buckets, fouls in the active shooting, conversions at the stripe, shots made from behind the arc. Mullenauer short on that one. The lead is 9, 18 seconds to go. Here's Finkenbein driving baseline right. Clawed away by Jackson Center. Loose ball picked up in the corner by the Rockets and a foul committed by Jackson Center with 13.3 to go. Checking to the foul line, Connor McKinney, 6-foot senior for Anna, which is down 9. We were deadlocked. Nothing decided at the end of 3. 41-41. Would you believe it? A 26-point fourth quarter by Jackson Center. That's how explosive this team is this year. This club doesn't rely on ball control and great defense for four quarters. It can run and attack, beat you off the dribble, shoot the three, and match you with points. Second free throw, good foul by Anna. 12.5 to go, 67-59. Jackson Center at the line. Biggest lead got up to 13, I think, 62-49. That was the biggest advantage. Again, so many thanks tonight to our LaCal Equipment Spotlight cheerleaders, Riley Summer, senior cheerleader at Anna, and Kieran Yarkowski, junior cheerleader at Jackson Center. Riley, the daughter of Andy and Lisa. Kieran, the daughter of Aaron and Greg. Both outstanding 3.8 GPA students. Jackson Center at the stripe. Shot good. Long three-pointer. Finkenbein, Anna with 5 seconds left. Hits it. Jackson Center getting it inbounds. Up 7. There's the buzzer. It's all over. The last moment of this game, academic. It took 5 or 6 minutes to play. But Jackson Center pulls it out. 69-62 with a robust fourth quarter of 28 points. When was the last time Jackson Center scored 28 points against a quality club in the Shelby County League? Tigers offense is in gear. This is a dangerous club right now and will be for the rest of the season. That's a message to clubs like Fort Loramie and Botkins, who've got to play Jackson Center again. Jackson Center's got to go to Botkins. Fort Loramie's got to go to Jackson Center. League standings are now shaken up in the SCAL. Botkins was playing tonight. against Rushi at home. Don't have a score on that, but Botkin certainly favored. Fort Loramie hosting Fairlawn, and Fairlawn in a bit of a swoon. Fort Loramie at home favored in that game, no doubt. But Annaba losing tonight, drops to 3-2 in the league, 6-2 overall. Jackson Center wins its seventh in a row. Seven straight wins for the Tigers. Now 4-2 in the SCAL. Jackson Center with the victory advances on to play New Bremen in a January 2nd game. Jackson Center plays on the road against the Mac School New Bremen coming up on this Saturday evening. Anna, by the way, hosts Marion Local this coming Saturday night. We haven't officially determined where we will be on Saturday. Marion Local at Anna, Jackson Center at New Bremen. We will have one of those two for you on Saturday night. But Botkins entered the night unbeaten 4-0. Anna now in the Shelby County League 3-2. Fort Loramie was playing tonight, hosting Fairlawn. Fort Loramie was at 3-2, Fairlawn at 2-1. Jackson Center 4-2, and the Tigers, make a note, have now won a couple on the road in the SCAL at Fairlawn and at Anna to more or less cancel out that home setback to Botkins in the opener. Big win for the Jackson Center Tigers tonight. And it's a club which can play in a hurry. It's explosive, offensive skills all over the floor. Jackson Center with 69 tonight and 28. A huge explosion by the Tigers in the fourth period. What a bust out. Again, so many thanks to additional underwriting sponsors, including SecureCom in Minster. Let's take a moment while Mike is totaling up the numbers. And we had a lot of scoring in that fourth quarter here tonight. SecureCom in Minster, one of our new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Many schools and colleges, government agencies and public utilities, plus healthcare and high-tech organizations, all have something in common, a unified security management program created by SecureCom in Minster. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SecureCom.com, SecureCom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection. And so many thanks to Osgood Bank, one of our new underwriting sponsors, along with SecureCom. Osgood Bank, the holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. If you're still searching for that perfect gift, make it money. And you can spend more time enjoying the holiday season yourself. Use Zelle at your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year. And Osgood Bank will then enter you for a chance to win $2,500. That's Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. OsgoodBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing member. Mike, let's take a look at the scoring in this Jackson Center win by 7 with a terrific fourth quarter.
Absolutely. Let's take a look for Anna first. We're going to go through the book with Isaiah Masteller scoring 20 points. McCain Finkenbein, 26 points. Connor McKinney has 1 point. Ben Kovacs has 13. And Jacob Robinson has 2. Total of 62 points there. They shot 11 for 15 from the free throw line for a 73% average there. Jackson Center on the other side, they had a really big fourth quarter, scoring a total of 28 points. Nolan Fark hit all the free throws in the fourth quarter, so he had 4 and an additional 3 points in the second quarter for a total of 7. Carson Regula has 4. Jace Molenauer has 10. Ross Cameron has 2. Aiden Reichert has 27 points, just splattered over each quarter, 27 total points there. Trevor Sosby had a total of 11 points. Camden Reese has 8. They shot 20 for 23 for an 87% average from the free throw line.
Yep, the Jackson Center Tigers were not denied. Anna frustrated the orange and black with very good first quarter defense. In fact, Jackson Center fell back 13-4 at the outset, clawed right back into this game. In fact, Jackson Center sneaked on top by 2 at the end of the first half, 29-27. Anna led by 2, 13-11 after 1. We were tied at 41 at the end of 3. Jackson Center went up by as many as 13 points at one spot early in that fourth quarter, or I should say midway through the fourth. 62 points totaled for Anna for the night at Jackson Center with 69. I think there was a point in the first minute and a half of the fourth quarter. Anna was on top 45-42. Do the math. A run by Jackson Center of what, 27-17 over the last 6.5 minutes. Jackson did build at one moment, as I said, a 13-point cushion. Our Clancy stars of the game, Mike, are which young men?
I'm going with Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center. He had a tremendous game there. And on the Anna side, I'm going to give it to McCain Finkenbein, but I got to tell you, Isaiah Masteller played a great game too.
Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue, Wapakoneta Avenue for Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Now, one of the hallmarks of Jackson Center basketball, very good defense. Tigers still have that this year, but it's a let's go get them offense. This team can run. It's explosive. Everybody can score. And Aiden Reichert was surrounded the first few games of the season by some talented but inexperienced players. They have gotten those minutes on the floor, and this Jackson Center team is extremely dangerous right now, having reeled off 7 straight victories. 7-point win tonight over Anna with a terrific fourth quarter in which Jackson Center piled up a grand total of 28. So many thanks to Derek operating the board back at the radio station this evening. Thank you so much. A lot of gratitude to our radio listeners, our online scoresbroadcast.com listeners. Mike Wick alongside. We wish Chuck McBee well during the holidays. He is down in Florida with family. And we want to wish everyone hearing us tonight have a very safe and healthy holiday season. Be positive and test negative.
There you go.
How about those words?
I like that.
Words of wisdom. So for our WMVR audience, our scoresbroadcast.com audience, for Chuck, for Mike, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Anna, where the Jackson Center Tigers have gone on the road and defeated the Anna Rockets by 7, 69-62 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.